We can't forget what we're really looking for, Christ. And he's always with us, always for us. And I've been filled with thankfulness. I could say bombarded with the idea of thankfulness. I guess I would add to all of my thankfulness the latest one, Sandra coming. We've spent some time together, okay? And do you mind if I say we met in Hughes County, and this church loves the Hughes County Jail. You know, we pray, you know, and as I tell them there, I'm always inviting people to come, and thank you. Hallelujah. And Amy, thank you. You're the ride, and bless you. And you know, we prayed for Amy because Amy's got a victory. We're declaring victory, and she's receiving victory. Amen. I'll leave it at that. Don't want to go beyond what I can share. But anyway, we love the Lord even when things aren't perfect. Right? Because he's the same. He's God. And he always comforts us. He's always there for us. You remember last week when I told you that I felt led of the Lord to tell you that you had received something from the Lord. Yeah. And last week we talked about that you are a message. You are the light to the world. Not just of the world, but to the world. We come here, and as Vicki shared and Sue shared, you know, we encourage one another. You know, we're family. We come together. We're part of the family of God, but we're really here to get charged because the world needs to see the light of the world. And so I said to watch. Watch for it. That was it. And I went and had a wonderful time at chapels. Had the opportunity to talk again about if you die today and you don't know you go to heaven, raise your hand. And one gal raised her hand, and then she wasn't prepared. Remember, I think that I told you about that. She said it wouldn't work right now because of where she lived and how things were. And I just told her, I'll see you in heaven. Another gal, I just asked this one pod, I said, okay, are you going to heaven? Some of them were absolutely worse. Some, I don't know. You don't know? Why don't you know? Well, I don't know if I'm worthy. I said, I got good news for you. You're not. We don't get worthy. Judy, you playing with things over there? What? Or are you just trying to get friendly with Jerry? That's good. Yeah. So anyway, now that we got the situation solved, you know, and just different responses. And one gal, I said, are you going to heaven? She said, no, I'm going across the river to see my family. I said, well, don't you want to go to heaven? No, I want to go across the river to see my family. I said, well, I'm praying for you, you know. There is a river of life. But her river was different than heaven. And so, you know, we pray for those things. But anyway, got out of jail, went to Runnings, had to get some stuff at Runnings. Walked through Runnings, said, what? No. You're the one that said, are you still at Runnings? Anyway, let's just go on with this, okay? Runnings, that was, okay. Anyway, so I'm going through Runnings, and I was going to get my stuff, and there was a couple of young men there. My observation of them, they looked like gym rats. They were buff, man, there, you know, Once I was. I'm not. I'm a little older now. One young, shorter guy was a black guy, and another guy anyway, and I just said hello to him. Got my stuff, went back out, and got the divine phone call. Vicky called me to see if I'd look for something else, because I was in my car ready to go. So I'm walking back in. Now I see these guys coming again. I'm starting to walk by them, and the young black guy said, "What is it with you, man? Why are you so happy?" I just put my arm around him. I said, "It's Jesus." He said, I knew you were going to say that." His friend said, "No way. How did you know he was going to say that?" He said, "Well, for a couple of weeks, the Lord's been working on me. And I told him today I needed a sign. I give up." So we prayed right there in the Runnings parking lot, you know. And I got in the car, and the Lord said, "That's what I was talking about." I was just telling the story to other people. I wasn't thinking about, but that's how God is going to, just little things, you know. I didn't walk in there going, "Okay, I'm going to shine," you know. I just walked in there, but I tell them at jail, I'm a little buzzed up after chapel. I'm usually pretty easy going, you know. But I mean, you know, it was just a simple hello. But it wasn't me; it was God. It was God, you know. There's so much, folks, to be thankful for. I mentioned also last week that, you know, whenever I do the Bible app and I pray and I do the stuff, and it says, you know, when you're ready, leave. Well, you're not ready to leave time with the Lord. Even though halfway through you're thinking, "I got this to do and I got that to do and I should probably get this done." But that statement always just blows me away. When you're ready to leave. Maybe that's why they put it there, to remind us, I'm not really ready to leave. But I've just had overwhelming thankfulness. Now, listening to Vicky's testimony, you would wonder what I have to be thankful for. Well, I'm thankful I'm not her. No, I'm just kidding. No. But, you know, I mean, it's just because here's the thing. You know, it's like I said that the Lord, I was writing and I said, "Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths." And then I said, "Thank you, Lord. I'm thankful. Just thinking of you, I'm thankful. You supply my every need. Just thinking of you fills every gap." He fills the gaps. He fills those gaps. You know what those gaps are? There are a lot of different things, but the gap between the prayer and the answer, he's there to look at. He fills that gap. See, as long as we don't get caught up in trying to look around the gap, because when we look around the gap, there's nothing there. If we're just looking for the answer to our prayer. But we're looking to the Lord, who's the author and the finisher of our faith. He stands in the gap. "I'm here for you." Vicky, as he shared about Josh, last night she froze him up. I guess, we never know for sure what it is, but all of a sudden he'll be standing like this. You know, it's like my old favorite movie, The Fiddler on the Roof. Everything stops, you know. And so then watch him in case he falls over. And he'd stood there for so long, I just kind of grabbed his arm and I turned him around. And he leaned in to hug me. And those are great times, because while he's hugging me, I'm praying in tongues and declaring the truth over him, and you know. And we had that nice hug. That was Jesus, man. That was Jesus. You know? He filled the gap. You know? I mean, I will tell you that in the particular thing. It's like one time I told Vicki, I said, it's my house, you know, but I can't live in my life in my house. I've got to live for him. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. You know? But that's okay. That's okay, but it would not be okay but for Christ. He fills that gap. He fills that gap, you know. Now, no matter where I am, I close doors quietly. Don't let the door slam behind me, you know. It doesn't matter to other people, but it would matter to him. And so he fills the gap. You supply my every need. You're my happy place. Jesus is, he's your happy place. He's your happy place. Go there. He's your happy place. Run to him. Run to him. Tell him he's the one. I know the rest of the song says, but it's easier said than done. Well, you know, that's true. But it's not true. It's easy to run to the Lord. It's easy to turn to the Lord. It's easy to call on the Lord. We just have to do it. I have another young man that's been calling me. He says, I'm trying very hard, sir. I'm trying very hard, but I'm really struggling. I said, don't struggle and don't try. Just yield. We know that, don't we? Struggling wears us out, right? It wears us out. Sit. He's my joy place. Real joy. Joy, not just a little happiness. Not just something to just give me a break in things. He's joy. So do you want a little break or do you want the whole ball? You want the whole game. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Joy. I got the joy joy down in my heart. See, it's there. We have to go there. We have to go there. Call upon the Lord while he is near. See, these are things because if we do that, then we maintain our position confidently. We're not just hanging on to Christ. He's holding us. We're not just barely making it. We are more than conquerors. We've been made more than conquerors. See, we forget what we've been made. We forget who we are. We forget to go where, you know, it's like that thing where you've been going through some things and then a friend says, well, why didn't you call? Why didn't you call? Or we're on the other end of that and we're thinking, man, I should have called. No, that's not the point. We should be calling upon the Lord. He's my complete satisfaction place. You displace needs, aggravations, frustrations, and confusion. When the Lord steps in, he displaces those things. Okay? That doesn't mean we don't have the needs anymore. It's just he's better than the needs. He's confidence that he supplies all of our needs according to his riches and glory. We don't know how, but we don't have to know how. We need to know him. We need to remember Jesus, just the mention of your name. Aggravations. Do we ever get aggravated? The Bible tells us if we're going to get aggravated, it should be at the devil because he's the source of everything that comes at us. You know? But again, he comes and displaces aggravations, you know. It may take him a little. It may be like me when Josh was frozen and I kind of step in and rub his arm, maybe, put a hand on his shoulder, like I'm keeping them from being slain in the spirit, you know. You know, but the Lord comes in for us the same way that I come in for him and displaces what's there. You know? I was praying. I've got written in here asking the Lord that Vicki would wake up and say she's turned a corner. And she did. She woke up. I said, "How are you?" A lot of times I don't ask her how she is, because then I need Jesus to displace my aggravation if she isn't good. And she said, "I'm good." I said, "Hallelujah, hallelujah!" You know, she's figuring something out. She's better. Hallelujah. See, God displaces, rearranges. He can fix those things. Maybe the frustration and confusion might be reversed order. They might be in the front. You know? We're confused sometimes, especially when we love Jesus. Especially if we're looking for answers rather than Jesus, we're confused. The enemy comes and says, "Well, it's your fault. You're not looking right." We say, "I must have missed something." No, you see, that's the thing. And so then he adds to our confusion, and pretty soon we're answering people, "I don't know." That's not true, is it? We know. We know him. So he comes and he displaces those things. You, God, only you. I can't live without you, Lord. We can't. How do you feel if you think about living without the Lord? Yeah, I don't either. But if the thought came to you about living without the Lord, or you're asked to consider living without the Lord, all you do is not consider it?
I just wouldn't be alive.
That's right. We couldn't be. Boy, that'll turn the fight on us. I don't have to live without him. I don't want to live without him. I remember when I lived without him. I remember. I remember. This is September. Did you know that? This is September. This is September, and somewhere within the next 60 days, before my wheels completely fell off and I dropped dead and went to hell, Jesus rescued me. Literally had to stick a staff into the fire and jerk me out. In the middle of a fire and didn't even know what it was until I stepped out of that and looked back at what he rescued me from. And it is crazy. It is crazy. I know I should have it figured out in 40 years, but I'm telling you, it is still crazy. It still has me just crying and thanking the Lord. That in itself is enough reason to be grateful for the rest of my life. But he keeps on and keeps on. I don't want to live without you, Lord. You know, I mean, I just don't. I was about this far into writing all this, and I'm saying, "Wow, where's this from?" But I've searched everywhere. I know it's true. There's no life without you. There isn't. We need to remind ourselves. Remind ourselves. That's what keeps us grateful. That's what keeps us grateful. And the more grateful we are, the more the Lord just adds to it, and we see it from reverse. We see that it's happened. And we just have to go, wow, how did that happen? You're a message to the world. Don't forget that. Don't forget that. And don't forget that things happen and are imparted to you and imparted to others because of you. Because of you. Sandra and Amy have come in here and you're leaving with something that you don't even know about. Watch for it. Watch for it. You know? It's like when they were building the highway out of here. Man, that was a mess. It was a mess. But we were blessed. We have three ways to escape from our house. We could always get to the other side. That's Jesus. We can always get to the other side. And we don't recognize always. But the Lord will help us as we begin to pay attention, and we'll see, because one day, all of a sudden, there was the highway. Suddenly, it was open. Suddenly, it was smooth. Suddenly. Folks, look for the suddenlies in your life. Look for the sudden confidences, the sudden joys, the sudden, it's bubbling in my soul. You know? The suddenlies of, oh, where did that come from? The suddenlies. I was just amazed. I wasn't thinking about me. Of course, I must receive something too. But when a voice crying in from the wilderness says, "What is it with you, man? Why are you so happy?" I didn't say, "Well, excuse me." One word, Jesus. Jesus. He thrills our souls. God's so good, and He makes things good. He makes things complete. You know? He gives us faith for the completion. He gives us peace in the midst. He gives us confidence that we're not sure where the confidence comes from. I'm not picking on you, but you're here and I love, you know. I said, "How are you doing?" And she said, "I'm doing good." She said, "I'm doing good." Now, there's a lot of times when you ask people how they're doing, and good's the last thing that they tell you. So she speaks faith. You know? She wasn't lying to me. She was making a declaration. Made my day. My days get made a lot. I read things into things. No, I don't. But God is good. And because He's good, we need to thank Him for His goodness. We need to maintain our attitude of gratitude, because a grateful heart drips on other people. A grateful heart makes paths in the desert. A grateful heart will smooth rough roads and straighten out crooked roads, because a grateful heart has a different answer. A grateful heart might hear coming from the mouth of its possessor, "I don't know what I'm going to do, but But the grateful heart will respond, yes, you do. Yes, you do. And the joy of the Lord will be our strength. This is simple. This is basic. This is just touching your memory banks. That's all it is. It's just reminding you, yes. I'm like Judy. I don't really think about living without the Lord. But I also have a very quick answer, afterthought. You know? I have a quick answer when the enemy says, I'm going to kill you. Or when the enemy says to me, I'm going to kill your son. No, you're not. The Lord is a hedge about us. I'm thankful for that. If the enemy says, don't look like his hedge is working very good, I'm thankful for that too, because I got a real response, you know? What was it? I saw something recently where somebody said when the devil's something, they said, just watch and worry. Just watch what God's going to do. And be very afraid, devil. Be very afraid. You know? Turn the tables. Rejoice in the Lord. Give thanks with a grateful heart and a humble heart. Give thanks because of what the Lord has done. And now let the weak say, I'm strong. And let the poor say, I'm rich because of what the Lord has done. And be assured of this, the Lord still has things he's doing. And nothing's impossible with him. Aren't you thankful for that? And when you call, he hears you. And when you seek, you find him. And when you ask, you receive. When you knock, the door's opened. Right? You see, those are automatics. They're automatics, and what the enemy wants to do is get us to forget the automatic promises of God so that we will be confused, so that we will question, so that we will be aggravated, frustrated, and everything else, you know. That's his game, because then if he gets us to do that, then he wants to condemn us because we did that. But somewhere in the middle of that, we just need to say, no more. And laugh. 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 Because the enemy's been defeated and we are more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens us. And that'll make you say thank you, won't it? Thank you, Lord. So, Father, that's what we do today. We're thankful to you. We're thankful to you. We're thankful and we have a grateful heart. And we're not looking for answers as much as we are looking to you with confidence, with assurance, with no doubts, no fears, because we know that you're near. So thank you, Father. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God.